What are you giggling about?
I don't know. I just started. I can't stop. I don't know.
You're drunk.
The way you pressed the play button, you did this like very theatrical, Looney Tunes-y, like put your finger straight up in the air. And then,
I do that because you always get pissed if I start recording without your knowledge.
Yeah, I don't like that. So this and I like this. And now you're mad that I do like it? I don't know. I can't win. You ate the last chocolate covered cannoli, so
I have the chocolate covered cannolis because I'm allergic to the ones that have nuts on them.
Peanuts. You're not allergic to peanuts.
Those aren't peanuts.
What are they?
I don't know.
They're peanuts.
They're not peanuts. I know peanuts. And those are not peanuts. First of all, those are green.
He dyed them green.
Get out of here. No cannolis for you. You gross bitch. Go get in your bed. You're infected ass twat. If you're not a patron listener, you don't know that the dog's twat is infected, but you got to pay extra money to find out more specifics. You gotta sign up for her OnlyFans.
To see close-up pictures of the dog's butthole and fucking taint.
The sacks we had to drain next to her ass.
The things you don't think about when you buy a puppy. Wiping their yeast infection or whatever.
Right.
Dude, she
We can save that cream for you if you need it. There's enough there.
Thank you. Use dog vagina cream.
Right. Save a buck.
Yeah, that's true.
Ride a cowboy.
I don't know. And shall we end the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We had very different days today.
I know. I went to the beach all day. I got sunburned. I'm a little lobster. Little lobster boy.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a nice time.
That's good. I went to the allergist.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you have a nice time
with
the allergist?
I never do. They left me in a room with my shirt off, and then everybody kept walking by the room. That was weird.
Oh, no.
I'm getting fat. Diet starts tomorrow. Get in your bed, buttfuck. Get in your bed.
Don't call her
buttfuck. She doesn't know what it means. You're the one describing her vagina.
It's theater of the mind. The dog's vagina, I think the dog has a micro penis.
That's just what dog vaginas look
dog
like.
Dog vaginas
Let's not
are
talk about this.
So
Let's talk
weird.
About something else.
They're so weird. Okay.
Oh, and lady vaginas are just the fucking
They're
best.
They're beautiful.
Pretty little flowers.
They are.
Whoever's comparing a vagina to a flower has never seen a flower in their life.
Georgia O'Keefe
right.
has never seen
She's
a
never
real
seen
vagina.
A flower or a vagina. I went to the allergist and... Because all week, as you know, I wasn't allowed to shower because they put all these patches all over my back to test what I'm allergic to. And now I have a ton of chemicals that I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to buy any body wash or fucking makeup, apparently, with any of these chemicals.
You can't wear bronzer anymore. That's so strange.
But it's so much shit, dude. It's like... All kinds of stuff. Body wash, shampoo, conditioner, lotions, sunscreen.
And this is really what's been fucking you up?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's any of that.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I have another appointment, like an online appointment in a couple of days here.
Man, what a terrible thing.
But I've been trying not to itch my back because they put all that shit on my back and I didn't want it to spread.
Did they yell at you today like they usually
Yeah, they
do?
Always yell at me. But, when I came home today, I was like, oh, finally I get to itch my back and take a shower.
Yeah.
And I fucking scratched my back and it just spread all the fuck over. So now my back's covered in hives.
Oh.
So then I took the fucking steroid they gave me a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll just try to knock it out with this like cream, this foam they gave me. And that hurt. It hurt so fucking bad, dude. It was like, because I tore my back open from itching it. Anyway, so we both had a nice day. Both had fun.
Well,
and I rode my bike.
That's nice. That's good. You got to see the city.
Yep.
Get some exercise for the first time all week. You
get
to sweat. Oh,
I'm
how was
so
your first
fat.
Shower in 5 days? Did that feel
great.
Nice?
Well, all that stuff happened with the, you know, the hives.
Oh, yeah.
So not great.
Right.
Man, I was on my bike and I was listening to a podcast and I'm full back. I know on the Patreon we talked about like, is Corona over? What do we think? Are we wearing masks? Are we going out? Who knows? We're on the fence about it. I listen to this podcast. I'm all the way back in that we're completely fucked.
Yeah.
That the government's lying to us. That we should all be
Wait, that what? What do you mean they're lying to us that Corona's real?
Way worse. Way worse. That the second wave is going to be horrific. That we're doing all of this for, you know, financial gain for the economy
reopening the economy.
Yeah. That's all very irresponsible. No. That everybody should be wearing masks. That masks do make a difference. Here's what I realized during quarantine, that I don't know fucking shit about fuck. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like every time I learned, you know what I mean? Like you pretend like you know stuff. Like, oh, maybe we're all good.
Yeah,
maybe
we have
it's
a
like,
podcast.
What the fuck would you think you knew
and we
that?
We have to pontificate and pretend like we know anything about right. anything. I don't even, I haven't even settled on a personality. To be honest.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
I'm thinking about being a libertarian.
You should do that.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah. Apparently at one point, Fauci was saying that we don't, that masks aren't really necessary. But he admitted recently that he was lying so that there would be a surplus of masks for healthcare workers because they couldn't get their hands on them.
He should go to jail then,
so
right?
So there's all kinds of shit like
should
this.
Should he go to jail?
Yeah, I don't know. They should all go to jail.
Yeah, lock them up.
So I think the second wave is going to be... rode my bike today. I was in Harlem and there was a fucking parade. Like, we're not even doing protests anymore. It's just like a full band. People running around, drinking.
Oh, I saw your... Yeah, I saw your Instagram story. Yeah. Yeah, it was so funny. So people are so mad. People are totally fine with the protests, but they're so mad when they see like a big New Orleans-y second line
yeah.
and people drinking. And when I saw your story, I was like, there's a solution. Just combine the two.
There you go.
Just put them together.
Right.
If we want to do a second line, a boozy second line
outside.
You just
got to say Black Lives Matter every so often.
Just hold up a poster that says no justice, no peace while you're beer bonging or like funneling booze in your asshole.
Right. And it creates a bubble around you
mm-hmm.
and the corona germs can't penetrate the bubble.
Yeah, because you're a hero. Because
you're a hero. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you going to eat that cannoli or just going to leave it?
Why are you staring at it?
Because it's weird that you just like lick at it and then put it directly on the coffee table where we keep our feet.
Well, here
it's the feet coffee table.
Well, here's the thing, Ian. I didn't want it. And I told you I didn't want it. And you said, shut up, have this cannoli. And
you
so,
said, may I have a cannoli?
No.
I said, here's a cannoli.
No, that's not
please
what happened.
Enjoy.
That's not what happened. Do you want to go
may
back?
May I get you anything else?
Do you want to go back with me?
And, no, okay. You remember? Wanted a chocolate covered one, but
yeah.
I can't eat the regular
okay.
ones.
I bought.
So I ate the chocolate covered ones.
I bought three chocolate covered cannolis and
uh-huh.
three regular cannolis.
Three for you, three for me.
And then a little.
Got it.
No.
She admitted it.
And then a little mini cheesecake.
And I didn't touch that.
As a treat. Yeah, that would be crazy.
As a treat. The other three, the other six things are
that's
the meal.
So I've been home like an hour and I was like, can I actually have one of the chocolate covered cannolis? And
oh, you're pretending like these are regular size cannolis, by the way.
I'm not
they're
pretending
bite-sized.
Anything.
They look like mini Twix or like Snickers.
Anyway, they're gone. Ian ate them all
yeah,
immediately.
I did. Each one was about a bite.
No.
Uh-huh. I'm a growing boy.
So all I said was, can I have a chocolate covered one? And you said, no, I ate them all. And then.
So I said, here, have one of these.
But I said, no, I don't want that. And you said,
then why'd
have
you buy
it.
Them? Because I'm allergic to them. If you don't like them, then
not,
why the fuck do we have
you're
them?
Not. It's peanuts.
It's not peanuts. They're green.
Ian, do you think those are naturally green?
No.
Do you think that happens in nature?
Those are not peanuts.
They died
I feel
peanuts.
Weird every time I eat those.
That's
do you not? My body. You're trying to tell me. We just watched a full documentary on trans people. I thought you would learn about telling people what to do with their body.
Are you trans?
Learning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're over here
I'm
trying
over
to
here
put your.
Denying what you feel.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now eat the fucking cannoli, you bitch.
No! No!
All right, I'll put it right next to our feet.
Okay.
It's covered in toenails now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Do you clip your toenails on the coffee
yes,
table?
Yes, we all do.
Well, don't do that. I have a headache. I've been drinking White Claw all day, and I feel terrible. You don't even, you know, when you go to the beach, and you, like, you get up early, you spend all day in the sun, you're drinking and you're just dehydrating yourself. It doesn't feel good. It's not like a fun buzz.
I don't really like the way people do the beach.
A dull headache and feel horrible.
I'm with you. Sitting out, laying out, drinking at the beach. It's not fun. The way to do the beach is to go swimming, which you can't do right now.
Oh my God. They have people out. They have these like parks. They're not lifeguards, but they're like parks people with megaphones. And anytime you go past the shoreline, they come out of nowhere with these like these machines and like beep, beep. And everyone has a like panic attack.
Did you get in trouble?
No,
I didn't
touch the water. I didn't.
Well, so yeah, you just lay on a towel and slowly get a headache.
I mean, yeah, it's wonderful on paper. It looked gorgeous. It's lovely.
Well, it's great during normal times because you can go to the bar.
Yeah.
You know, take a stroll. Yeah, the bar. If anything, I like to at least pace back and forth, you know, walk along the shoreline.
You get all antsy at the
beach. It's boring to fucking sit there.
It's relaxing.
And stare at somebody's ass.
Oh my God, there's so many hot people out today.
Yeah, because they're probably like...
It's pissed me off.
They're probably sick of not being ogled.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, every woman on the beach was so tan, so shiny, and toned. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought we all agreed that we weren't going to take care of ourselves.
No, I think a lot of people are handling it that way.
Damn.
You know? We were doing that in the cabin, just working out all day.
Yeah, we were exercising and like, well, we were still drinking like shit, but...
Yeah, I know, but...
You know when I was at my best, I think healthiest? It was right before we left for the Poconos. I was eating really well. I didn't feel like drinking. Like, I had no urge to drink. I was drinking lots of water and tea and going to bed early. And I just felt good. I felt like I was treating
myself.
That's
how I felt at the cabin.
Yeah.
I was running every day. I would, like, play video games, run, come back, play video games, and then, like, jump rope.
Yeah.
And then lift weights.
Yeah, you were working out a lot.
Yeah,
you would,
it was great. I was shredded.
I'd be working. You'd be doing these, like, crazy backwards... What are those push-ups called where you're like, they're not push-ups, but you're like, your arms are behind you and you dips, I guess, right? Dips.
On I think you're thinking like tricep push-ups.
Yeah, but you're like, your ass is
Oh,
out.
I know. Yeah. Like on the picnic table.
Yeah.
Dips.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm just a fat piece of shit.
I really feel like I've leaned into this horrible... I think it's the, like, it matches up with your mental state. Like, mentally, I don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel horrible, but I don't feel good. And so I eat horribly and I drink when I don't want to. It's not like this, at least it doesn't feel like a physical addiction. I was like, it doesn't make me feel good. It's been giving me a headache every time I drink. I just feel dehydrated, but I just keep doing it.
It's because you know if you don't do it, you're just going to be on this couch watching
exactly
a TV show that you're not even paying attention to.
What do we do? I really feel like I'm at the end of my rope in a very calm, not breakdown kind of way. I'm just at the end of my rope with quarantine, like just the lack of stimulus.
Right. There was a study that just came out saying that like people are just miserable.
Yeah.
So they asked people if they're happy or not, and I think it was like 13% of people said they were happy.
13, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that too, and like there, whatever percentage of people, it was like small, but still some people said that they were very happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck are these people?
Fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Well, they must be like rich people who just got engaged.
Just everything worked out. You know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Jeff Bezos. And everybody's just at each other's throats. I think you see it on Twitter. I think that's the big one for me. If I can get off of social media, I'm a lot happier.
Yeah.
Because you know? Within these walls, like you and I have fun for the, you know, maybe you don't.
No, I do. I
do. Because somebody ate all your cannolis,
yeah.
But it seems like a you problem, bitch.
It really...
I'm full of cannolis.
Not fair. No,
yeah.
It's fine. It is fine. It's the scary sadness is all from social media.
Right.
I think. Everything else is more of a kind of malaise.
And everybody is having these these differing opinions on things, like big things that are happening in the world. Like for the longest time, we had this division in this country, but it didn't really seem like it. There was any consequences. But now things are so intense, you know, and I don't know. You just feel like
so angry.
You feel like
other.
If you speak out about anything, or if you have an opinion or a question about anything that's going on, coronavirus, this whole like police thing, any of this stuff, that you could set somebody else off.
Yeah,
and they could be pissed at you forever.
Every single topic, like trending main news topic right now that like we have to address, are like the top 10. Red button issues that you don't bring up at a dinner party.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You're like, how do you feel about race
relations? Because we're not producing any new movies, really, or television shows. And, you know, celebrities aren't out here really doing anything. So you can't be like, oh, fucking Justin Timberlake cheated on his wife or whatever. Because it's not fucking, we don't even hear from them.
Yeah.
We don't know what they're doing. That's why I was just listening to Jimmy Dore, too, when I was riding my bike. And they replayed the McMuffin Cop. And that shit is so fucking funny, especially when you just hear the audio of her weeping.
Should we explain to anybody who missed it?
Oh yeah, it's a viral video. I'm sure you've heard of it. But this woman, this cop, was in her car, and she's talking about how she ordered a coffee and a McMuffin, and it didn't come right away, and she assumed that they were fucking poisoning her food. I guess that was the implication.
I didn't even watch that part. I've only seen baby clips
of
it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to watch it. So fucking
Should
funny.
We play
Nothing
it right
happened.
Now?
No, because I don't have technology. I'd have to pause and like drop it in. But so you haven't seen this video all the way through.
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. So she, because you know that thing happened with Shake Shack, where these fucking cops thought that their milkshakes, it just fills me with rage every time I think about it, because you are on the job police officers. Your whole thing is to pretend like you protect us. You don't really, but you gotta chase down criminals and beat up bad guys.
Yeah.
And you know, you're fucking good guys, right? You're Captain America. No, you're on the job and you're having a children's dessert drink with your fucking meal, and you got diarrhea, you pieces of shit, and you blamed it on the employees making no fucking money.
Yeah.
So you know that like there was a whole full out investigation.
Yeah. Well, the investigation was done within, so they thought that for some reason they were convinced that these employees put bleach in their milkshakes. And so
your mouth tastes like bleach because you are wildly unhealthy. You have milkshakes every day.
Milkshakes. Within 24 hours they were like, oh, we did a thorough investigation and it turns out there was no bleach in the milkshakes. And somebody tweeted, hey, was the thorough investigation just some guy sniffing the cup and going, yeah, that doesn't smell like bleach?
Yeah.
Like, what else is there to do?
Well, to also say that our milkshakes give you diarrhea because they're fucking milkshakes.
Yeah.
And you're probably lactose intolerant.
They didn't
so anyway,
send it to a
this
lab.
Other this female cop that got all pissed off about or thought she was being poisoned at McDonald's, I don't even know what she's basing that on, because the milkshake thing turned out to be a hoax. So what
just
the fuck?
She's hatred. She just thinks that they think that everyone's out to get cops. So.
She starts crying. She says, "I don't hear thank you enough anymore. So next time you see a cop, tell them thank you." And it's like, wow, how. Fucking inappropriate, dude.
You guys keep killing people. Stop.
Yeah, it's fucking unreal. Oh, it was so funny listening to Jimmy Dore. He is. She goes, if you see a cop, tell them thank you, because nobody says thank you anymore to the police. And Jimmy Dore is cry laughing.
Yeah.
And he goes, thank you. Thank you so much for this clip.
Yeah,
thank you for doing this for me. Oh, what a piece of shit. But anyway, when stuff like that pops up, you like get excited, because it's like, all right, we can at least make fun of this woman.
Yeah,
right?
They call her off. I saw an article that said, quote, Officer Karen said people, quote, totally missed the point of her McMuffin complaints. And I was like,
absolutely got the point.
McMuffin, no, we got it. McMuffin complaints.
Even when some like news story does break, it's that like Chris D'Elia is trying to fuck children. And it's like, I don't even want to touch that either. That's going to piss everybody off if you talk about that.
Yeah, even that's everything dividing
just,
people.
It really is. I think people just want to take a really bizarre side to any story just so that they can start a fight, just so they can burn some calories, you know? It's really shitty. I don't know what's going to happen when we all start facing each other in real life.
Dude.
Is everybody just going to be screaming and punching?
It's weird. It doesn't feel right at all.
Yeah. And on that podcast I was listening to, the suggestion was that to fix this problem, the coronavirus problem, if we really want to do it, if our government was truly responsible and not just driven by money, we would shut down for 6 months and that would knock it out, maybe.
Yeah.
And think about that. Another 6 months, even more shut down than we already are, we wouldn't be able to, people wouldn't survive it. People start killing each other, I think.
Killing each other or themselves.
Themselves.
Yeah. Do you, but that's kind of what we were doing in the beginning. Everything was totally shut down. You couldn't even really get takeout, right?
Right.
I think that was it. That's why I was the healthiest I was, because I was actually cooking and
making
that's
true.
Vegetables and shit.
Yeah, and you had little projects. You're like, we're going to make food today. Now it's just like, I don't know.
Now it's just burritos and fucking White Claw and fancy cocktails, and my head is the size of a fucking basketball. I caught my reflection, my side profile reflection the other day, and I look exactly like a Bob's Burgers character. Just that fucking sardine mouth. Your chin just goes straight into your neck. It's gross.
I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
I don't care what anybody says.
Thanks, darling.
No, I feel you. I've got some big fat taters on me now. I got some big sagging ass tits.
So when you were at the doctor's and you had your shirt off, they just kept the door open?
Usually they give me a gown and they're like, do you need a gown? And I was like, the implication here is that I should say no, so I guess not.
I love it when doctors do that. They're like, you don't want this, do you? Because they don't want to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone to the gynecologist before.
Ew, gross. That's just gross. That's girl stuff.
Okay. That is exactly
why
I'm
drinking your White Claw, by the way.
That is, you're opening it, but don't drink it.
I'm going to drink it.
No.
I'm going to have it for me.
No.
It's been sitting here unopened.
That's mine. Okay?
So I have to go to the fridge and get another one?
Yes.
Are you going to drink it?
Yes.
Because it's been sitting here for a fucking hour.
Don't touch
You've been
it,
at the beach all day.
This is the problem. This is why.
This is the problem.
This is why.
I agree. I'm on board.
A problem with living with you is.
What's the problem with living with me?
You devour stuff so quickly that, like, I can't even just let something sit and you have to get your little paws on it.
Well, yeah. You
the
knew,
cannolis
you
are
knew
gone.
What it was when you married me.
The cannolis are gone immediately.
The cannolis are not gone. Your cannolis still exist. You chose to stick this cannoli in foot juice. Now it's ruined. I didn't do that. You made that choice for yourself.
You ate all the
Why did you buy... I posed the question to you once again, counselor. Why did you buy vanilla cannolis if you do not like them?
I don't know.
Why not buy six chocolatey ass cannolis,
and
then we could each have three. Instead of bringing home cannolis that are poison to me,
Ian,
and expecting me to eat them.
Peanuts in them.
Those
are not
peanuts. Those are not fucking peanuts.
You're not allergic to peanuts, and those are peanuts.
Those are not peanuts.
They're peanuts. What are they?
I don't know.
I
don't know what they are.
I know what nuts
I'm not,
taste like.
I'm not a nut connoisseur.
Exactly.
Because they're poison to me.
That's what I'm saying.
And I don't know why you keep trying to sneak them into my food.
I know what different
nuts killing me by inches
taste like. And you don't. Those are peanuts.
I'm already covered in hives. I spent all day
You're
reacting to allergens.
You're such
they inject
a princess.
Me with various potions and cat dander and what have you. I'm swollen.
Yeah.
I'm covered in hives. And what do you bring home?
Peanuts.
For dinner?
Oh my God. I didn't even want to get this shit. You texted me and said,
right.
And said, uh-oh, we're out of cannolis.
Right. Because we were.
And so.
I'm just letting
I'm
you know.
I'm exhausted on my way home.
Where what? Dinner is waiting for you
and
that I have prepared.
And I stopped.
All you have to do is get a couple of cannolis.
I got my baby some cannolis, and
he ate them all. After, and we together ate the meal that I prepared.
You prepared?
I prepared that meal.
You prepared the halal food?
Yes.
Good job.
It's part of my culture.
Well.
What is white sauce, by the way?
It's yogurt.
It's better not to ask, right?
Yeah, it's like tzatziki. Tzatziki.
I don't think that's right.
Tzatziki.
Do you like halal food? I feel like you don't like it.
I do. I'm never in the mood for it. And then when I eat it,
it's so fucking good.
I love it. Yeah.
But it bogs you down.
It certainly does. I don't think we eat. There's no food that we consume that doesn't make you want to go into
Dude, I'm telling you, tomorrow, I'm starting over. I'm doing it this time.
Okay.
Going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Buying all kinds of healthy shit.
Yeah. Get lemons.
You know what's crazy? Like you said, we were so healthy in the cabin that we weren't eating particularly well in the cabin. We would make like chicken and rice and stuff that was pretty healthy.
We just couldn't get takeout.
Right.
And we were having vegetables.
Yeah. But I'm saying we were so healthy and active that didn't even really matter.
Yeah.
We didn't have basketball heads.
It was
We didn't look like Funko Pop dolls.
Someone please.
Catherine's her own Funko Pop doll. Wrapper in cellophane, stick her on the fucking shelf.
Big ass blockhead from goddamn halal.
Stick a
food.
Deadpool mask on her.
Guys,
you fucking dorks can collect.
If anyone out there could please Photoshop us as Funko Pop dolls, that would be so wonderful.
Yeah,
please do that. And also, remember I was doing exercise videos?
I do remember that.
Pop Sugar Fitness.
Oh, I fucking hate those bitches.
Okay, Ashley, you're doing the, what's it called when you do like the out of
the,
shape
like,
person
fat girl
version?
Yeah. Okay, Ashley, you're not as hot as us. You got
to
sit over there and do girl push-ups.
Stand in the back and wear this hockey mask.
Yeah.
Don't
And they're
look
like
at
so
us.
Perky, and then they're like, you're fucking doing it wrong, bitch.
They yell at each other.
Really do.
But
they
anyway,
really do get upset.
I actually do recommend it. They were really
hard.
Yeah,
fuck me up.
Yeah.
Normally girl workouts are for girls, but.
But it turns out this one was good enough for boys.
Yeah.
There was one point where she was like, and I want you, okay guys, spread your legs apart, and I want you to sweep your arm down like you're picking up your baby. Just pick up your baby.
Oh,
and
that is sexist.
Cradle him. I was like, what if I don't have a baby?
Right.
What if I have
and throw that baby away.
Two guinea pigs.
And get a career.
You don't need a baby.
The problem with those videos, because I was doing them too, because they were pretty intense, was that they make these terrible dog shit jokes.
Oh, my
God. And if
God.
You're doing the video once or twice a week, you got to hear this shit.
You're
and then you're saying it in unison with them. This dumbass, like they make puns all the time.
I'm living for the... Oh, what was Le Sweat?
Le Sweat was the name of the brand.
Yeah.
So they were like, we're Le Sweating over here.
Are we Le Sweating, ladies? Except...
And then she started putting like la in front of everything else.
Oof. You know what would be funny? If I could think of like a joke for this.
Okay.
Like a...
We'll spend the rest of the time...
That made sense in context.
Trying to figure that out.
But I've been
so what's up with this White Claw? It's just sitting here unopened.
Ian.
All right, I'll go to the fridge and get my own, but it seems nonsensical because there's one already here.
But I want it. It's mine.
But you're not going to drink it till the end of the podcast.
I want it right now. Can you open it for me?
Can I have a sip?
Not the first sip. I want to take the first sip and then you can have a sip. This is... I'm kidding. You can have some.
All right. I'm going. You're a fucker. All right. I'm going to go to the fridge and get a White Claw. You
okay.
Vamp.
Okay, guys. Don't freak out. Okay. Have I sung the Reba theme song yet on this?
Get it on the last.
Have I sung? I did. Wait, did I?
Yeah. On
the Patreon episode? Okay. You guys don't get the Reba theme song. I'm sorry. You don't get to hear about Iggy's infected vagina and you don't get to hear me sing Reba. So... Ian's back.
Yeah. I gotta take Iggy in to get like a sonogram. It's not called a sonogram, but they gotta check her heart out.
Pregnant? Does she have little mummified puppies in there?
Why would they be mummified? What the fuck is wrong with you?
What is mummification?
What is mummification? Did you go to elementary school? Do you not know what a mummy is? Have you ever seen a spooky, like, Three Stooges film?
Okay. Okay, so
you have no idea? Is that the only monster you're not familiar with? Do you know what a Frankenstein is?
I know what a Frankenstein is. I understand what a mummy is, mm-hmm. when somebody mummifies something, but isn't there a natural process of mummification where,
nope.
if a body is left for too long, it can be mummified?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. If a body's left alone for too long, its organs get removed and put in jars naturally, and then it wraps itself in cloth.
I don't know.
And then a pyramid appears around it.
Okay, that's okay. Just because the Egyptians did mummification doesn't mean that's part of it all the time. I still think you could get mummified naturally.
Okay, well, it's an interesting theory. If I die, I want you to... This is something that the Egyptians did. If I die, bury me with the dog. Alive.
While
and
she's
you.
Alive.
And
no,
you. Yes.
I don't want to... No, I
no.
don't want to be there.
Throw you and the dog right in there with me.
No, I don't want that.
Spooning.
No, thanks. Yeah. I saw a video on the internet a couple weeks ago.
What?
It was this... family in, I want to say, Brazil, and they had in the casket when they were burying their family member, they had a little window. It had a window in it, and you can see the person's hand move. And it's
you told me about this, and I'm suspicious right away. Why did the casket have a window in it? Is that a normal thing? Do caskets often have windows
in South America?
Huh.
Anyway, it just apparently it's like.
Remember that sketch we were going to make where, you know those videos that are like number three,
yeah.
this monster.
Yeah, keep going.
We want to do one of those where it's about time travel. And it's like, if you study this video closely from the 1930s, you can see a time traveler in the background.
Yeah, it's this woman in a Victorian dress, and then she razor scooters in and
right.
dabs.
She's got Beats headphones on. But it's you.
Yeah.
We just like green screen you in. You have to make that. Don't. Nobody make that.
Nobody else make that. We'll do it eventually. We're working on it. We got stuff in the
works. I really want to do a sketch where you and I... One of us is mad at the other one for something. Like, you've called the cops on me or something.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
we both start filming each other. Like, I'm filming this. Well, go ahead. I'm filming
well,
this.
I'm
I'll
filming
film this.
It. No, I'm filming it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't even
well,
care.
Well, go ahead. I
well,
hope you
I'm
do.
Live.
Hi, my name is Ian, and I'm filming this. I'm
well,
filming you back.
Good,
it's my constitutional
it.
Right
and
to film you.
I got a little filter on your
you
face.
You can film. You,
you
can
look
film
like
in
an
public.
Astronaut,
you can film.
So.
You look like a baby.
When I did the baby filter, of that Snapchat baby filter,
yeah.
I looked 110% Mexican.
Oh, I know. I remember that.
That was it was so strange. It made my skin darker.
Were you Mexican when you were a baby?
Yeah. All babies
when
are Mexican.
Baby?
When I was a baby. Shout out to Cristalia.
Cristalia. Cristalia loves babies. Just came out in the news.
We talked about Cristalia on the Patreon, so I don't really want to.
A little bit, yeah.
Should we do it?
I don't have anything to say about it.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't know that Cristalia was fingering
yeah,
teens.
That's on you. That haircut should have tipped you off.
Yeah.
These guys who have permanent stubble, what is that about? You want us to believe that that's naturally occurring?
His hair is crispy.
You shave your face right down to stubble? I don't know. I don't get it.
He wears black jeans with chains on them.
Hey, that's cool.
Okay.
That's fine. Actually cool.
Fine.
All my jeans are black.
So are
you
mine.
You know that. I can't fit into them anymore because of my fat ass.
Aw. You got a little dumper on you?
Yeah,
yeah,
I got a big old shitter.
Nice. That's good.
I was watching this video on TikTok, learning how to twerk.
Were you seriously? Ian, please don't twerk.
Why?
I think it would be disturbing to watch you twerk.
Why?
It doesn't seem right. Hmm. When I try to picture it, my mind goes blank. It
doesn't sound very progressive. Gender roles are interchangeable.
It's not 100% gender. It's also...
What?
Everything. Don't twerk. You don't need to twerk.
If I want to twerk, I'll twerk.
Fine. fine. Isn't that just for girls?
Oh my God. Did you not pay attention to that trans documentary we just watched?
You're a cis.
Oh my God. You know how fucking ignorant you sound right now?
Cishet.
Do you know how fucking ignorant you sound? You know what documentary we just watched? What was that called? That thing it was also about the Weinstein guy. What's his name? Brett Weinstein?
I think it's Eric. Brett.
It's Brett. His brother's name is Eric.
Okay.
I don't know the name of the documentary, but it's a 3-part YouTube documentary. If you type in Brett Weinstein documentary.
Yeah, it'll say about, like, part one in all caps.
Yeah, it's all about that school, that like liberal arts school.
Evergreen,
where the kids like turned on the students and decided.
No, the students turned on the faculty.
Sorry, what did I say? Kids turned on the students. The students turned on the faculty because they believe the school isn't progressive enough, doesn't represent them, and like basically they just take over
and
the school.
And this is one of those schools.
This is from like a year ago, right?
They all study like space feminism and...
Right.
Don't have grades and they just
yeah
blow bubbles all day and they were all right.
They do skip it.
Yeah,
yeah, I got a PhD in skip it and bubble blowing.
So they already felt like they were being oppressed somehow.
It's crazy. Yeah, and the staff just goes along with it. That metaphor where they're all pretending they're in a canoe at the beginning. You haven't watched part 3.
No.
I would rewatch it with you because I watched it without you.
Yes, I would
you.
Like to watch part 3.
Dude, go
check
it out.
My sister said part 3 is the scariest one.
Yes, it
she
is.
She literally said buckle up because that's the scariest one.
I had to stop, like, I had to, like, pause it and walk
around
a little bit.
I told her it gave you nightmares.
It really did. It gave me straight up nightmares.
Yeah.
Because I am worried about, you know, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. And I want to say that earlier in this podcast, I made it very clear that I don't know shit about fuck. But some of this stuff with this movement that's happening right now, it seems like I heard somebody call it rudderless, and I thought that was a good description.
Yeah,
like
that.
Fuck the police is a great message. I'm on board with that. You know what I mean? Day one. Fuck them in their face, all the holes.
Not,
I hate the police.
Not fuck them in their face, all the holes.
Yeah, it is.
Defund.
Oh, I thought it was set them on fire. Whatever. Defund's fine too. No, even defund, like even a word like that is weird to me. I'm like, what does that mean? I want to change it structurally from the inside.
Yeah.
I think police should be trained more. I think the type of people that we hire, I think the for-profit prisons should be abolished. What is this whole, like, no, we're just not going to give them any money anymore.
No treats for you.
Right, exactly. Like, cut their funding. Okay, I'm on board with that. But defund, does that mean, like, is that akin to abolishing police? And if it's not, then it's a dumb slogan to begin with, because dummies like me should be able to follow what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I just think it's like kind of leaderless and we don't know what we're doing fully. And I think there's a lot of crossover. There could be a lot of crossover between what we're seeing now with this kind of unwieldy movement that's happening.
Yeah.
And that documentary we watch. And by the way, we've been to all the protests and stuff.
You know?
We're on board
with
this, like...
We're not against the cause, yeah.
Yeah, we're on board with this, like, things are fucked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people shouldn't be killed because of the race, or the cops should just also, not or, but also the cops should just stop fucking with people,
mm-hmm.
and the cops shouldn't have this incentive, this for-profit prison incentive to incarcerate people. So I'm all on board with that stuff, but I feel like some of this shit's getting lost in the mix, and we don't even know really what we're yelling about
right
now. Are we just mad? Are we just mad about coronavirus?
Definitely a part of it. I think that's a huge part of it.
And when you watch that documentary, you go like, oh, fuck, if we don't grab this movement and slap a label on it and say this is what we want specifically, some extra weird shit might sneak in that nobody in the right mind is going to agree with. So check that out. Scare yourself. Make it so you can't sleep. And give me that fucking cannoli.
You can have it.
No, I don't want it. It's covered in feet juice.
It's not feet juice. Whatever.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I honestly never want to have a conversation about cannolis with you again.
Well, I don't give a shit.
Oh my God.
It's going to happen.
Oh my God.
I'm going to eat that goddamn cheesecake.
Is there a ring in this cannoli? Oh my God, Ian.
I'll eat it. I don't care. That's going to blow up my face and make my eyes swell shut and make me shit blood. That's what's going to happen if I eat that cannoli.
You're going to eat my...
You're going to be cleaning up blood for a month.
I'm not cleaning up shit.
Yes, you are.
I will walk around. I'm going to walk around
shit
in,
is
your,
part
in
of it.
Your blood and shit before I clean it up.
Yeah, you would out of spite. I'm going to die and you're going to think I'm faking it for a month because that's just like, you're just a suspicious fuck.
You're suspicious.
You're
as
a suspicious
well.
Fuck.
You're a suspicious fuck.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I trust you.
No, you fully. Don't. You don't trust me
yes,
at
I
all.
Yes, I do.
You don't trust a hair on my head.
I trust the hairs all the way down your ass. From your head all the way to your taint. What are we going to do after this?
Oh, fuck, I put the microphone
down.
Why
did you
do
that?
I thought we were done.
Why did you think we were done?
I don't know. I got tired. The sun fried my brain, and so did 10 years of binge drinking.
What were you doing? Hanging out with Eric and Joe and
Amanda
and
Remy. And Robert Dean.
Robert Dean.
And who am I?
Last time Robert Dean went to the beach, didn't he almost fucking die? And
yeah.
Eric had to jump in and save
his
ass?
That story was brought up 100 times.
Oh, I know. They love talking about
it. Well, he did almost.
They're gay with each other. You know they are. Robert Dean and Eric Schmidt are gay together. Look them up.
There's nothing wrong with that except Eric's married.
Comment on all their Instagrams.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I want to see how much power we wield. That's all I want. I want a fan base so that I can ruin people calling them gay.
So you're done in this town.
Nobody will ever hire you as a voice actor again, Eric Schmidt. Because you're gay.
Stop!
I'm cool with it.
What was I going to say? Oh, I mean, it is. They did bring it up 10,000 times, but it is crazy. Like, Eric saved his life. He was drowning.
I know, but we heard about it.
I know. They were trying to figure out which rocks.
Oh, God. That's so...
Which rocks it happened on. And, like, we were having a side conversation. And, like, 20 minutes later, I realized they're still screaming about which rocks...
Why don't you go swim out there and kiss on the fucking rock, you dorks?
You're being so mean.
Yeah, I know.
What if we somehow expanded our fan base and we just got them, we influenced them to troll people so that we couldn't get in trouble?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. Now we're talking.
Okay.
Now we're in business.
Who do we really hate?
Who do we want? Justin Long.
Justin Long.
Take Justin Long
out. John Stossel.
Out. I'm not even talking about trolling.
Don't.
I'm
whatever
saying.
You're saying, don't. Don't.
You know what I'm saying, guys. You know what I'm saying.
Don't. John Stossel.
I don't have to spell it out for
I
you.
Don't care for...
Kill Justin Long.
Don't, Justin Long. Don't. Ian,
I'm not. Saying
this
anything.
Is the messiest, one of the messiest podcasts
well, you're the one that started
done.
Funneling White Claws down my throat.
Yeah.
I asked you to bring home cannolis, not booze.
And what did I bring home? I brought cannolis and a cheesecake and White Claw. Think about that when you're...
Well, I'm not allowed to touch fucking any of it.
Harboring
I get in trouble.
Negative thoughts about me.
It's all for you, apparently.
Cannolis.
Everything I touch.
And White Claw for you.
Right.
I
and I'm never
going to
hear the
princess.
End of how I touched the wrong ones.
Well.
You notice when you had your dinner that I prepared, I was like, here
shit.
It is. You can have it. There's no strings attached.
There's no
I'm not going to condescend and
got
make
the
you
exact
feel
same
awful
thing.
For the entire night just because you had a
Welcome
couple of cannolis.
Welcome to being a woman.
Stop it. Knock it off.
Remy told me, because Remy is black, Remy told me that the like all this police violence and stuff has made him afraid to walk home alone at night more than ever.
Yeah.
When we were walking, we were having a pretty serious conversation.
You're like, welcome to being a woman.
And I said, oh, welcome to being
oh, wow.
a woman.
That's great.
We had a nice laugh. It lightened the mood.
Yeah, because black guys and white women are natural enemies. Also white women and white men.
And white women and other white women.
And dogs.
White women and dogs.
Oh man, I was listening to, I'm just gonna start repeating other people's jokes now, but I was listening to Jimmy Dore today and they had a guy call in as Joe Biden and it was so fucking funny. He goes, I was black before anybody else.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I was black before any of y'all.
For a sec, I like zoned out for a second and I was like, did Joe Biden say this for real? Because I fully believe
he goes,
that
that's a Jack fact. His brain is shit.
And we're all just like, shit brain. He's going to be the next president.
Yeah,
maybe.
He'll turn it around.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be okay. A-okay. Old shit brains Biden is in the office. He's got a fucking boot on his head in the Oval Office. He's a diaper. No shirt.
Crying.
Everything's
for
under
his
control.
Mom. Well, all at right. least we're not 100% fucked, everybody. If you're having a hard day, and the global pandemic and the worst economic depression since 1930, whatever. And
what are you doing?
Race relations.
You're bumming people out,
ever.
You dickhead.
If that gets you down,
at least
no. we're not completely
stop it.
Irrevocably.
Isn't that weird that
fucked?
Is it weird to know that everybody we're talking to right now is sad?
Yeah.
That's a weird fact. Everybody who has their earbuds in or is playing this in their car is currently sad.
Does that,
or mad.
Or mad or annoyed or not listening because, who knows. But it doesn't make you feel good, like a solidarity type of thing? Not good. Like,
yeah.
I don't want people to be sad, but at
right.
least,
I'm not really that sad. Are you that sad?
Like I said before, it's just a general, like, I'm not feeling well.
Right. Well, that's like diet and exercise,
yeah.
which I think we should fix tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll go on a thing. We'll, like, you know,
we're
going to be like, all right, this month we're going for it, getting some abs back and stuff.
Getting some ass.
Getting some ass. You can get ass whenever you want.
What? I can?
Yeah. Just don't do it here.
I'm allowed?
Yeah. Okay. No, my ass, dummy.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Well, starting tomorrow, we're gonna take.
And you can join in.
Who's you?
At the audience.
They can
one month
have sex with us?
No, you fucking dildo.
What are you talking about?
They can be healthy too.
Oh, okay.
For one month, we'll try to be healthy together.
Health packed.
What do you think? Can you go no drinking for a month, or is that too far?
Because
I just discovered this fucking spiked lemonade that they sell around the corner.
Stop. See,
game changer,
see,
dude.
I can't. It's too,
game changer.
It's too nice out. Everyone in the neighborhood is begging.
They got
us.
A new wiener dog at the bar around
God
the corner, too.
Damn.
A newborn wiener dog puppy that wears a bow on its head.
Stop.
And they have spiked lemonades.
Ian. Yeah, no, I'm just going to die of alcoholism.
Right, exactly.
I think that's probably a better option.
Dude, it's the most beautiful goddamn wiener dog you've ever seen in your life.
Okay, yeah, wait. Starting
so
now,
maybe not. So drinking's okay. These are the rules.
What if we just drink on... Well, this is a problem.
I'm going to do the J-Lo diet again.
You're obsessed with the J-Lo
it
diet.
It works, dude.
You're a mess when you're on the J-Lo diet.
I am very
you're
angry.
You're hard to deal with.
You think you're angry... Now,
yeah.
Try cutting out carbs,
ladies,
and sugar.
You think your boyfriend's tough to deal with now. Wait till he goes on the fucking J-Lo diet.
That ass, though. What that booty do, though?
You got a big, juicy dumper, though.
All worth it.
We're going to polish off these cannolis and White Claws and
well,
cheesecake.
I'm not allowed to have any, but...
You can have them. Whatever.
No, I'm allergic.
You okay.
All right, guys. Do you have anything else to say? How about this?
Oh, yeah?
You start an email chain and tell all your friends to tell two of their friends to listen to Suicide Pact.
Or else
or we will
come
to their house and slit their throats.
They'll be mummified naturally.
Yeah.
They'll be naturally mummified for 7 years of bed.
Because we have... But we should... Let's expand our listenership. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, oh my God.
Why don't we...
Why don't we get more people to listen to
us? Right, we should do that.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, starting tomorrow, we're going to be... 100% healthy.
Right.
We're just going to drink water. We're going to have 6-pack of abs, and we're going to have a
six pack of abs
between us and a million listeners.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to kill Justin Long where he lays.
And leave his fucking corpse in the street.
Face for a mask. It's a new us turning over a new leaf.
You are trying to go into a store and you don't have a mask. You're like, no mask. No entry, and so you grab your Justin Long
right.
fucking skin mask.
I don't even know what I have against Justin Long. It's nothing specific. He just bugs me.
He's annoying.
That's
and
it.
That's all. It's just
bugs
that
me.
Yeah. He just
don't you like to have a celebrity like that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about that fucking guy, but I don't. Like
I have
him.
That about
it's
so many people.
It's not a good thing. It's not you know. It's not.
Everybody
good for your
has
heart.
That person though.
Yeah.
And
who's yours? Who's yours?
Ryan Reynolds and Jared Leto.
Sure. Those are everybody's.
Yeah, Jared Leto for sure. I think we can all get on board that he sucks to his core. Ryan Reynolds is a little more divisive. People get upset with me about that one, but he bugs me. He's not funny, and he thinks he is.
He's like a Reddit thread.
Yes, exactly. For science.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's it.
Okay.
All right. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Good night.
Bye.